This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoyne, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoyne, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoyne. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summer Hoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. There's a 40-footer of a Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monnet to 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Porcher's in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We're here live at Tecumseh High School for our second, our district final, our nightcap here between the Middletown Christian Eagles and the Fort Laramie Redskins. I'm Brandon Coverman, and alongside me, Chuck McBee. And Chuck, obviously one of the top teams in the state, the top team, we should say, in the state, the Fort Laramie Redskins, sitting at 21-3, looking to do some pretty amazing things today. Look for their eighth straight district championship, which obviously that's first and foremost, but could today become the first program in the whole state of Ohio to win 1,000 games in program history.
Yeah, that is impressive. You do that by just being really good for a long time, and that's what Fort Laramie's been.
And we take a look at these Redskins, of course, led by the duo, the first team duo, Player of the Year, Avery Brandaway and Victoria Mesher. Brandaway averaging 18 points a game, Mesher averaging 11. We talked a little bit about it, before the game, about how Maddie Shadow has been out for a while with torn ACL. Before that, she averaged 9 points a game. Biggest question for Fort Laramie is figuring out where that third kind of scorer is coming from. It comes in ways. Sometimes it's Ariel Heitkamp. You saw Corinne Holscher have a really good overtime against Rushi the other week when they played. So Laramie really figuring out, but they've rolled in the tournament so far. Has the Fort Laramie Redskins, of course, winning that first round game against Franklin Rowe 55-10 and knocking off Twin Valley South 57-14. So knocking off a pair of WOAC teams in running clock situations. And here today, again, they are the heavy favorite again over Middletown Christian.
Well, looking at their scoring against Twin Valley South, they got 20 points from Brandwee. That's nothing shocking about that. 12 from Mesher. And then they picked up like 5 or 6 girls that scored 3, 5, 5, 4. So that's okay. That if they get that kind of scoring from some different people, that puts them in a pretty good spot.
And taking a look on the other side, they are facing Middletown Christian. Middletown Christian sectional champs. Coming out, they beat Felicity Franklin 52-7 and Lachlan 63-25. Always kind of an unknown what you're going to get out of these districts, but we've seen in recent years that the competition from those areas have kind of been down, really, so to speak, here from schools like Middletown Christian.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's Shelby County League. You got 2 or 3 girls teams that are outstanding every year, and then they play all the teams in the MAC, which is great basketball. So when it comes to tournament time, these Rushi and Jackson Center and Fort Laramie are groomed and ready to deal with the physicality of this type of game. We'll see if Middletown Christian is.
Yeah, Middletown Christian coming out of the Metro Buckeye Conference. Of course, we saw Legacy Christian Academy play earlier, who also come out of that Metro Buckeye Athletic Conference. They are led in scoring with 3 girls in double figures. Whitney Schauer at 14.2 points a game. Olivia Schauer with 11.9 points a game. And Jillian Geis with 11.5. Then it's a big drop-off down to Carson Meyer at 3.6 points a game. So really, Middletown, some of their keys today, I mean, it's just going to be having to probably uphold the Laramie pressure.
Well, that's exactly what it's going to be. I mean, if they turn the ball over 20, 25 times, and most of those are live ball turnovers, they're going to get thumped. But if they can handle the basketball and get it into a half-court game, now you got a shot.
From storm doors and garage doors, Francis Schulze Company and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, efficiency, using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. The building components for Middletown Christian, definitely like Chuck said, limiting those turnovers, not allowing live ball turnovers to happen for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Or to the Fort Laramie Redskins, I should say. And on the flip side for Fort Laramie, it's just getting off to a hot start and just trying to put this game away quickly.
Yeah, well, Brandon Weed needs to have a really good game. She's such a good basketball player. And Mesher on the inside, she needs to be strong. They don't have anybody that should be able to match up with her on the inside. And she should have a field day in there if she'll stay in there and go up strong inside.
These are the key building components. Key building components of today's game. Remember, the first building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that are also displaying the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you to Ken Francis and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, decor specialists everywhere. We're going to step aside. We'll come back with our starting lineups and national anthem. If you're listening to girls high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
I'm back here on scoresbroadcast.com, scores S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system on your phone or computer, as we are getting ready for tip-off here between Fort Laramie and Middletown Christian, our second district final here today on Scores Broadcast. Legacy Christian defeating Jackson Center earlier, 36-26. They clinch a spot in the regional semifinals. The winner of this game will have the right to play Delaware Christian next Wednesday at Vandalia Butler High School will have that game here for you on sportsbroadcast.com. Shelby County Veteran Services office at 133 South Avenue in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation of VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, to name just a few. Shelby County Veteran Services is here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. That's 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at shelbycountyveterans.org or look for us on Facebook. You've served our country. Now we're here to serve you. So get going again. Fort Laramie, they're going through the non-starters here. Talking about program history, they would be the first girls program in the state of Ohio to win 1,000 games. Berlin Highland not trailing too far behind them with eight wins behind them, and Bath is 20 games behind them, I believe, and so is about Tippecanoe, about 35 wins behind them. But that's been really well noted. If they can win 1,000 games here today, that's been impressive.
Yeah, it's going to be really just neat for me to see this. I coached at Picklin. I switched over to girls, and I coached against Coach Peppelman back in the day, and she started the program as for them to be outstanding, and to see them get to be 1,000 wins, that is quite the accomplishment. And Carla Siegel is a coaching legend in the state of Ohio.
Take a look at the starting lineups here for Fort Laramie. Number 10, a 5'8 senior, Autumn Turner. Number 11, a 5'5 senior, Ariel Heitkamp. Number 12, a 5'7 senior, Miley Shadow. Number 21, a 6-foot senior, Victoria Mesher. And rounding out the lineup, number 40, a 5'10 senior, the Shelby County Player of the Year for the second year in a row, Avery Brandaway. Head coach, of course, for Fort Laramie is Carla Siegel, who has been a head coach for over half the wins in the program history. Take a look at our starting lineups now for Middletown Christian. That's number 3, Whitney Schauer. Number 5, Jenny LaRue. Number 11, Olivia Schauer. Number 25, Alyssa Geis. And rounding out the lineup, number 34, Jillian Geis. Get going here today. We'd like to remind you that a proud sponsor on sportsbroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a 4-generation business started in 1945. By Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes and our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Propane in Fort Laramie, energy for today and tomorrow. As we get started here quickly, that ball is tipped and taken away by Middletown Christian, and immediately Fort Laramie going to try to swipe it right back. We got a jump ball here, and we'll stay with Middletown.
Yeah, they had a play set up, and they tried to hit Brandwee downside, but they got help in front of her, tipped the ball away.
Comes Middletown up ahead. They break the pressure. Here comes Jillian Geis up ahead. Ball being worked around the wing. You're out to Whitney Schauer. So the Schauer's averaging over in double figures a game. Ball on the floor, and we got a travel. Here out, fell to their knees in Middletown Christian, and they'll go back the way of the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Yeah, they changed that rule a few years ago to make it so you can't fall down and you can't stand back up with the ball.
Ariel Heitkamp out up front. Goes over to the left side to Mesher, trying to get it on the inside to Avery Brandaway. Spins in the lane, and she's hacked. That'll go to the line for a pair. So Avery Brandaway at the line. This year, of course, averaging over 18 points a game. That one, Jillian Geis, for this season for Avery from the free throw line. Have a superb 82%, and no surprise there, she cans the first one. And the second one as well, easy does it for Avery.
No net, they didn't hit the rim.
No, that's perfect. Those make you feel good. Really boost your morale sometimes. And there's a steal by Mesher. And the combination of Mesher and Brainaway with a pair of points. And a 4-0 lead for Larmie. It's that signature Larmie full court pressure. Out front. Nearly taken away. And it is taken away now by who else but Avery Brainaway. Here comes Mesher. Mesher. You give it up ahead, back to Brainaway. They play a little pitch and catch before it's taken right back away by Middletown. Then it goes back into the hands of Heitkamp. Brainaway on the inside, muscles her way, motors her way to the basket for a pair.
Boy, that is a signature Brainaway. So is that.
And she gets another steal. Rebound by Mesher, and the combination duo of Mesher and Brainaway really are just huge for this Fort Laramie team.
That is 8 points in a minute and a half. We didn't see that in the first half.
No, we struggled. It was really saw a struggling offensive game between Legacy and Jackson. We got a timeout. We'll take it with them here. 8-0 Fort Laramie ahead of Middletown Christian here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We're back here on scoresbroadcast.com as Victoria Mesher going to the line for a chance to old-fashioned three-point play, 8-0 Fort Laramie, 89 seconds into this ball game. And Chuck, kind of what we expected the duo of Brainaway and Mesher to take over. As Mesher misses her own free throw, gets the rebound, and gets a nice left-handed layup. She's got 6 points now. Comes Fort Laramie, and we got a confusion between the officials, and it's going to be another turnover on Middletown Christian. Now Middletown Christian going to roll the dice and bring a little pressure of their own. Here comes Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp slithers around the defense. Up ahead in the middle to Mesher. Mesher will kick it out. Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp back over to Miley Shadow. Out to Autumn Turner, who will fire a three. Bullseye. Autumn Turner's got it. 13-0 Redskins, and we're only 2 minutes into this ball game. Laramie starting five seniors. The pressure just amounting to be too much here for Middletown early on. The three off the mark, no good, and it's Ariel Heitkamp off with that track speed down the lane, and she's fouled. And I think the difference with Ariel Heitkamp is she's a very good track runner. She's going to run at Finley, but you know, she gets out in the open court, she just darts out there like a deer.
She is quick. Maybe it was trying to get Fort Laramie 66 points in the first half. The Rushi boys scored last night at Piqua. Laramie got a little ways to go to get to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're off to a pretty good start. Yeah,
absolutely.
Heitkamp's both free throws, though, go out. And Middletown trying to get the rebound, but they can't. It goes down to Avery Brandaway, who's got six.
She should get an assist for throwing the ball right to her.
Here comes Middletown up ahead. That ball swatted. Ariel Heitkamp with the play.
Luckily, her left hand. That was impressive.
Just got back. She's got that little wrap on her left hand, too.
Maybe that's why she blocked it with her left hand, huh?
Middletown trying to get it in here in the district finals. Winner will take on Delaware Christian in the regional final at 6 o'clock. As we got our first substitution of the game, we got Corinne Holscher coming in for Autumn Turner.
That was a pretty smart play down there by Shower. She couldn't get it in, so she threw it off of Eichamp's foot.
Three-pointer in and out there by Olivia Shower. Up ahead, Brainaway tried to get it to Shadow, just threw it about a foot too high. And Middletown Crystal take over, but here's Larmy with the pressure again. It's taken away. It's Avery Brainaway. She's on the right block. Spins. Her shot's off the mark. Rebound goes down to Whitney Schauer. Schauer harassed at midcourt. Here comes Middletown. They take it down. They give it over to Olivia Schauer. On the inside, taken away by Miley Shadow. And Shadow walks. I think she was trying to hand off the basketball and got a little scatterbrain there for a second.
I think three of them got to the ball at the same time, and they weren't really sure who was going to take the ball. So not a horrible turnover.
15-0 we have here. Larmy over Middletown Christian here, and Middletown Christian, the turnovers just amounting for them, just avalanching here as Coach Carlos Siegel looks at her play card here. Heitkamp goes to the right side to Corinne Holscher. Holscher back to Mesher. Her patented foul line jumper is good. Victoria Mesher with 8 points. Larmy leads 17-0. Okay, here comes the Middletown Christian Eagles. Quick trigger three for Schauer, in and out. We talked to some Fort Laramie people before the game. They said they will fire those three-pointers quickly.
Well,
they're not afraid to shoot them.
They need to, because if they try to run just a half-court offense, they're going to struggle.
Number 30, Taylor Schmidtmeyer in the lineup for Fort Laramie, making her first appearance at the ball game as Mesher goes to the bench.
Got Izzy Meyer in the game, too, if we haven't mentioned her.
Yep, Izzy Meyer as well, yep. Comes Middletown Christian. Shot, no good. Rebound goes down to Avery Brainaway. Brainaway in the forecourt. We'll go all the way to the basket, step through. Her shot's no good. We're used to her making that one. Ball goes down to, I believe, Izzy Meyer, and she hits it. Nice little jumper by Izzy Meyer. She cracks the box score.
Nice shot.
19-0. Redskins ahead halfway through the quarter. Here comes Olivia Schauer. Try to kick it out. Corner shot is off the mark, no good. Brainaway pulls down the board. Schmidtmeyer will give it up to Ariel Heitkamp. Here at Tecumseh High School.
They call 10 seconds on her.
I've never seen a 10-second call like that in my life with no backcourt pressure.
Well, she had the count on, and Ariel has to understand that you get it over midcourt and then start getting your offensive signal set. That was a learning thing for Ariel.
Which I don't think is a bad game when you're down, when you're up 19-0.
No, I don't think that's going to have any effect on the game.
Mesher comes back in for Brandaway. 19-0, Fort Laramie ahead with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Shot in the lane off the mark by Carson Meyer, who's entered the lineup. Here comes Mesher out front. Mesher bringing the ball up the floor.
Got your 6-1 point guard.
He's real fast, so it's hard to defend. And we got a foul out front. It's going to go against Middletown Christian. It's going to go against Alyssa Geis. Third team foul for Middletown.
I guess they're fourth now.
Fourth, yeah. Maybe Autumn Turner and Miley Shadow coming in the lineup. Holscher and Izzy Meyer out. Sideline out of bounds here for Autumn Turner, who connected on a three earlier. They give it back to Taylor Schmidtmeyer. She's all alone, but blows the wide open layup on the left block. I don't think she was very set. She should have took a dribble probably.
Yeah, she actually traveled, and I think that threw her off.
Ball's taken away, though, by Schmidtmeyer. She's redeemed herself. Going in the lane and kicks it out to Mesher. Back to Autumn Turner. Back out to Mesher. You can hear in the lineup for Fort Laramie number 33, Kendall Tennery as well. Tennery gets it in the short corner. Nice shot. Laramie just working kind of the baseline there. They're kind of role players. Tennery and Meyer got some good shots from that short corner.
Well, I'll tell you what, 21 to nothing. That basket starts looking like a garbage can. It's huge.
Quick three. Schauer, top of the key, in and out. Geis with the rebound. I got away with the foul. Schauer going to try again. And Middletown Christian on the board with their lead scorer, Whitney Schauer. Yeah. Here comes Larme up ahead. It's Victoria Mesher getting around that pressure easily. Fennery will fire from the other side this time. Her shot's no good. Rebound down to Middletown Christian. Army's backed off a little bit of the full court pressure, even off the miss. In the corner, here comes Geist trying to drive baseline, but she stepped on the baseline. It's going to go the way of the Redskins.
I'm sitting right on the baseline. She did not go out of bounds. That was an anticipation call.
And Avery Brainaway back in. We're going to give the benefit to the doubt to the official. I'm just going to give you some crap there.
Again, not going to make a big difference in the basketball game.
Up ahead here, Mesher over to Turner. Back to Mesher, yes. Left block. She powers through. Count it and one.
What a give and go that was. That was perfection.
Nice job. I'm surprised that Middletown is pressuring full court.
Well,
they're trying to get some gambling a little bit.
It plays right into Lormie's hands, though. They love to run the floor. They don't run their half-court offense near as well as they run the floor.
Mesher shot is up and in. Victoria Mesher in double figures already with 11. The first team all Shelby County League selection. 24-3 with a minute 31 to go here in the first quarter. Ball taken away by Mesher. Goes Ariel Heitkamp. Camp across the line, goes up over to Autumn Turner. Larman looking for program win number 1,000. Here comes Miley Shadow. Shadow shot off the mark. Brainaway trying to get the rebound, battling in the corner with Jillian Geis. And Larmy's got it. Heitkamp over to Shadow. Shadow takes the jumper, and she's got it. Miley Shadow with the bucket. She's the sixth different Redskin to score in the quarter.
That was what a hustle play by Brainaway to go get that ball and then find Shadow.
A ball tipped out front by Ariel Heitkamp. She takes away, navigating her way in the backcourt, and we got a foul on Middletown Christian. That's a couple free throws, I believe, for Ariel Heitkamp.
I think they called some kind of violation on Ariel.
Oh, I guess. Maybe she stepped on the line. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
I guess we're kind of cut from the line here.
So I can't tell you if she did or not from here.
Shot short, no good. Rebound down to Avery Brainaway. 42 seconds left in the quarter. Brainaway hits Shadow in stride, but she misses the left-handed layup. Swiped back away by Mesher, and she adds to her total. She's got a baker's dozen, 13 points in the quarter. 28-3 now. Sounds a little bit like a football score here in the first quarter. Shower shot short. A rebound. Go down. It's good. Ariel Heitkamp. We got a foul, and now Ariel Heitkamp will go to the line. Well, we'd like to let you know that Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style your smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicap accessible. Yes, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Salon in Fort Laramie. Our experience, your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. So we got some substitutions in here.
Heitkamp 0 for 4 from the line now in the first quarter.
Really hurts that 28-point output in the first quarter, right?
Yes. They could have 32.
In the corner, shot up, no good there. Middletown Christian not going to get anything else off. It is 28-3 here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll step aside and come back with the second quarter of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And we're back here on scoresbroadcast.com. District final here today at Tecumseh High School. Our second game here. First game, Jackson Center fell to Legacy Christian 36-26. In Legacy Punch their ticket to the regional semifinals. They'll take on the winner of either Mississinewa or Rushi, which get played at 4 o'clock over at Sydney High School. Of course, the winner of this game, Fort Loramie or Middletown Christian, will want to face Delaware Christian next Thursday at 6 o'clock. There, as we start the second quarter of play, and Middletown bats the ball out of bounds here, and of course, kind of what we expected here in the early going with this second game of the doubleheader here. And we got Brainaway on the inside, count it, and one.
And she got hammered.
And she got walloped, and she scores there, 30-3 now. Our score as Brainaway with a chance, the old-fashioned three-point play. Mesher back in. And Izzy Meyer will go out. Like I said, six different Redskins scored in that quarter. I think that's big.
Yeah.
Talk about when Maddie Shadow went out, you know, the third leading scorer. You know, Laramie had to find some more scoring. And for these girls, just chip in two, three, four, or five points.
That's all you need. That's all you need. Get a couple of baskets and don't hurt them defensively.
And, you know, let Brainaway and Mesher do their thing. And
well, they've got, they got 22 points.
Mesher with 13 and Brainaway with 9. As Eagles have it out front, 7:07 to go to the halftime break. 31-3, Army ahead. Ball pinballs around. It's taken away by Mesher. And Karam's down to Brainaway off her foot. And it's going to go the way of the Middletown Christian Eagles.
Nobody could bend over quick enough to pick it up.
Ball tipped out front by Heitkamp, and it hit off Shower last, and it's going to be Fort Laramie basketball.
Nice play by Ariel.
And she's really the defensive catalyst for this team, is Ariel Heitkamp, one of the defensive catalysts. She's only really averages around 3 or 4 points a game, and but man, her presence on the defensive, and just like her sisters before her, rallying her
absolutely.
In. Big in this Fort Laramie attack, Liza Puppelman. And gets the ball on the inside. Mesher to Brainaway. Brainaway off balance. Her shot no good. And the rebound goes down to Middletown Christian.
I'm not even sure. She got a shot off that time.
Heitkamp tips it around to stay alive with Middletown Christian. Geist to three, and that's good. Sorry, excuse me, that's Shower. I take that back. Shower got her second three. Well, Shower not afraid to shoot.
No, she's got a nice stroke. That's a pretty good shot.
Holscher with it on the inside, trying to get the Brainaway on the block. Back to Liza Puppelman. Looks around to Ariel Heitkamp. Looks back out to Corinne Holscher. Holscher flips it over to Avery Brainaway. Back to Holscher. On top. Corner, Liza Puppelman, short corner Mesher. On the inside, Holscher cutting to the basket. Her shot's no good. Rebound goes down to Middletown Christian. And quick trigger three is good. Olivia Shower on the other side. The Shower sisters with three triples. And cut the lead down to 22 now. You see Middletown Christian in that zone here. Shot from the short corner, no good. Rebound down to the floor, jump ball, and it's going to be Middletown Christian possession. We got a trio of substitutions for Fort Laramie. Taylor Schmidtmeyer, Kendall Tennery, and Izzy Meyer in. And here comes Middletown Christian. Moeller with it. Moeller out front, trying to find Whitney Shower. Flipping back over to Olivia Shower. Tipped away, and it's going to stay here with Middletown Christian. Yeah, we really do have a hard time viewing that sideline out of bounds here.
Yeah, because that bar goes right along it.
On the inside, off-balance shot for Schauer, no good. Schmidtmeier with the rebound, taken away. Schauer with the shot, no good. All pinballs around down to Liza Puppelman. And we got a timeout here by Coach Carlos Siegel. We'll take it with him. 31-9, Fort Laramie ahead of Middletown Christian here on scorersbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, a district final here from Tecumseh High School. 4:50 to go till halftime. The Fort Laramie Redskins lead the Middletown Christian Eagles 31-9. It was 31-3, but Middletown Christian's buried a couple three-pointers.
Man, Laramie's struggling against this zone.
It's kind of trying to get the ball to the short corner, but they haven't connected on any shots. With those shots, you don't get the pressure that you want to get either in terms of setting that up. A couple of shots have not gone the way of Laramie, but Mesher finally walloped and will go to the line. I think that was a good timeout, too, by Carlos Siegel, just to talk about the zone and how you want to dice it up.
Absolutely.
Victoria Mesher at the line. Mesher's first free throw in and out.
Wow.
Avery Brainaway went in. Army, after having that 28-point first quarter for nearly a half of the second quarter, has only mustered 3 points.
Unfortunately, this has been kind of an M.O.
And she misses the second one as well, so the cold streak continues for the Redskins here in the second quarter. Middletown Christian to the basket, count it, and one. So we've seen a little bit of life here from the Middletown Christian Eagles. We thought we might have got to a 35-point lead here in the blink of an eye, and Middletown Christian says not so fast. Carson Meyer with that bucket. And she connects on the old-fashioned three-point play. 31-12 now our score. Meyer trying to get it to Brandaway, and they turn the basketball over, does Fort Laramie.
I don't know why that is such a tough pass, but they struggle throwing that pass.
Miley Shadow, Ariel Heitkamp comes in. Kern Holscher back in as well. Mesher and Meyer and Tennery to the bench. This quarter has been won by Middletown Christian, 9-3. Quick trigger three, is that's good. Wow. There by Olivia Schauer. And all of a sudden, Middletown Christian has some life. A 12-0 run here for Middletown Christian. I don't think we would have thought we would have said that in the first quarter.
No.
Brandaway with it out front. Back to Shadow. Back to Autumn Turner. Turner cross-court pass to Holscher. Look over Shadow. Turner right wing. Turner hit a three earlier in the first quarter. Brainaway kisses it off the glass and scores. That'll get the Fort Laramie Redskins back and going. Lead back up to 18.
Man, that was with a hand in her face. Tough shot.
I mean, able to get the steal there, does Corinne Holscher. Back in the hands of Autumn Turner. And here comes Heitkamp. And we're trying to dissect that zone. Back to Turner off the screen. Left wing three short. Holscher going to get the rebound, and it's going to carry him down to Middletown Christian. And it's going to go, it looks like it's going to be a foul on Fort Laramie there. It's going to be on Miley Shadow. Victoria Mesher back in the game. 33-15 our score, 2:56 to go to the halftime break. as Whitney Schauer will bring it up the floor. We'll give it up over to Carson Meyer. Cross-court pass back to Olivia Schauer. Schauer with that cross-court pass. Here comes Meyer, not afraid to shoot the three, and they connect again. Wow, this Middletown Christian has put on a shooting clinic this second quarter. Shot there, and it's 33-17. Looks like they might only counted that as a two.
Really?
Up on the board. Oh, there they correct it.
Right.
And we got a foul on the floor. It's going to go against Middletown Christian.
Fifteen-point quarter after scoring three in the first quarter.
Wow. And who hit that three on the last possession for Middletown?
The last three was Olivia Schauer.
Olivia Schauer.
She's got two. Her sister's got two. And Meyer's got six with the three-point play and the three.
They've hit 5 3-pointers, and like I said, an old-fashioned three-point play. And it's been big for Middletown Christian. Brainaway, the jumper, her shot's off the mark. The rebound goes down to Carson Meyer. Ball on the sideline. Double-teamed out front. And stepped on the sideline there, and it's a turnover there for Middletown Christian.
Well, they've got 14 for the game so far, but they're not turning it over live ball for layups on the other end.
And that's the key sometimes. You know, you might have 25, 30 turnovers, but they're not going the other way for layups. Sometimes you just have to shrug it off if you're the undermanned team. Out front, it's Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp kicks it to Shadow. Shadow catch and shoot three in and out. And a tie-up is going to keep it the way of the Fort Laramie Redskins. They've only mustered 5 points this quarter after putting up 28 of them in the first quarter. Here's Ariel Heitkamp to inbound. To Shadow. Shadow hops behind the three-point line, put too much on that one. Mesher the rebound. Mesher on the left block. Mesher goes up. Her shot's no good. Brainaway with the rebound. Turn around, kisses it off the glass, and scores. Avery Brandaway with another bucket. She is easily in double figures. And here comes the Fort Laramie pressure. You know, Middletown Christian got away with a little bit of a travel there. And gets the ball in the middle. They'll shoot the three again. It's Schauer from the corner. It's maybe only like the second or third miss, it seems like, of the quarter for Middletown Christian.
Yeah, they're shooting the ball well.
Heitkamp back over to Autumn Turner. Short corner shot. Turner, no good. Heitkamp with the strong side rebound. Kicks it back to Turner. Over to Brainaway at the top of the key. Back out to Ariel Heitkamp. After 1 minute to go to halftime. 35-18, Laramie ahead. Here, Turner catch and shoot three. That's her second three-pointer of the day. And the Laramie lead back out to 20. Autumn Turner with the big one. She's got six. Miss Middletown Christian ahead quickly, and Brainaway blocks it and goes out of bounds. I just saw Carson Muller just shake her head there. I don't know how to get around Avery Brainaway.
She's not going to.
Substitution coming in for Fort Laramie. Izzy Meyer going to come in for Autumn Turner. Ball inbounding. Into Olivia Schauer. It's left side over to Whitney Schauer. Schauer going to take it from Caitlin Clark range, and that's off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Mesher, trying to get it up ahead to Shadow. Shadow through the double team, no good. Rebound and score there by Izzy Meyer. Laramie getting a little bit of life on their offense toward the end of the second quarter. And so it's live and die by the three, as we can tell by this Middletown Christian team.
Yep. Well, at this point, that's what they got to do.
And there's a travel there anyway. And man, if you're Fort Laramie, you don't want her to call that walk. You would have had an easy bucket the other way.
That's one of those where you go, I decline it.
And 5 seconds here to go to the halftime break. Ball up front, Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp gets it to Brainaway, or tries to at least. It's tipped out of bounds. Only 1/10 of a second on the clock showing here. Laramie will just not even be able to probably get a shot off here. 1/10 of a second to go.
You can only tip it.
And Mesher can't get anything off. We head to our halftime break. Our score, Fort Laramie 40, Middletown Christian 18. We'll step aside and come back with our halftime report here on scorespodcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie. Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Back here, halftime here at Tecumseh High School here on scoresbroadcast.com, scores S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Forest Center and Schnipple Construction. Let's take a look at some of our first half numbers here, Chuck.
Okay, well, rebounding, a 19-9 rebounding advantage for the Redskins, 9-0 on the offensive board, so 9 offensive rebounds. Middletown Christian turned it over 15 times. That is 24 extra possessions for the Redskins. 4 turnovers for Fort Laramie. One place that should concern them. 4 of 10 from the free throw line. Middletown Christian was 1 for 1. On the Middletown side, if you didn't score 6, you didn't score. They had 6 from Meyer. They had 6 from Whitney Shower. And they had 6 from Olivia Shower. They scored 3 and 15 and scored 18 for the half. Fort Laramie was led by Mesher and Brandwee, both with 13. Then they go down to Autumn Turner, who had 2 threes for 6. She had a nice first half. 4 for Izzy Meyer, impressed with that young lady. Now, Miley Shadow had 2. Kendall Tennery had a little jumper from the corner. That was a nice shot. They scored 28 and 12. And lead at 40-18 at the half.
Like we said, 5 three-pointers from Middletown Christian in that second quarter. Or 4, four three-pointers. But they just shot, but like you said, their hair on fire in that second quarter. And it's at least making this game a little more respectable than what it looked like it was going to be.
Yeah, well, and Laura, they went to that zone, and Laramie didn't attack the zone near as well as they did the man in the first quarter. So.
And some halftime material that Carla Siegel, I'm sure, is glad that she can talk about with her team as well.
Absolutely.
But we'll step aside here on our halftime report here. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, our halftime is brought to you by Fortress Family Floor Center and Schnippel Construction in Bakken's here today. And we'd like to remind you that serving the region since 1972, Barker Insurance is celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker Insurance has one of the two or three most valued insurance agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. Again, that's phone 937-492-1857. Just off County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Oh, a lot coming up here on the docket for scoresbroadcast.com as we go through our coverage coming up here back on Monday. You and Jack Chuck will go see Sydney versus Miamisburg in the D2 district semifinal. And on Tuesday at 5:20, the Fort Laramie boys will take on Emmanuel Christian. Fort Laramie got a big win on Thursday night over Lehman. And so some would say an upset quote there, but I think you and I are in agreement that Mitch Westerheide's team has played very well this second half, and that was no really surprise to anybody, and that was kind of expected. I actually felt like Fort Laramie was the favorite there. They'll take on Emmanuel Christian in the second round, and the two girls D7 regional semis games we'll have for you on Wednesday starting at airtime of 5:20. So a lot of basketball coming up, probably some games on Thursday as well from Piqua, so really busy next week.
Yeah, two of them on Thursday. Then we got a choice depending on who wins on Friday. This is our biggest week. I think we got 11 games scheduled for the week.
It'll keep you busy. You and Jack will be busy. I know I'll be joining you on Thursday in Piqua, so from the Garberry Gymnasium. But here at this game right here, our second of two games today, Fort Laramie leads Middletown Christian 40-18. If Laramie can hang on here, they'll advance to the regional semifinals at Butler High School at 6 o'clock against Delaware Christian, who beat Columbus Wellington 36-33. In our earlier game, Legacy Christian took down Jackson Center. They'll take on the winner of Rushi or Mississinewa Valley. So a lot of good basketball to play. Fort Laramie obviously still the heavy favorite there, but the second quarter did give something Carla Siegel to talk about with her girls at least.
Yeah, well, they did not attack the zone very well at all. They were throwing passes out of bounds. They turned the ball over four times, all in the second quarter, and they allowed Middletown Christian to get some good looks shooting threes. They hit four in the quarter. So, yeah, they had some adjustments.
Speaking of Middletown Christian, they're nowhere to be found on the floor.
Well, maybe they left. Maybe they thought they played their best quarter and they just gone home.
I'm streaking out of the locker room now.
Yep.
Hopefully they had their book all and everything all ready to go for the third quarter.
I don't. Yeah, we're actually technically. They would have to put the five out on the floor that ended the quarter if they do it by the rule, because they weren't there within a minute to check in at the scorer's table. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Now, 40-18, Fort Laramie ahead of Middletown Christian. They'll start with the basketball here this third quarter. Army led 28-3 after the first quarter, and then 40-18 here at halftime, and a steal by Brandaway up ahead to Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp's layup no good. Brandaway powers through. Her shot's no good. Mesher tips it out to the corner to Autumn Turner. Cross court pass, Miley Shadow. Shadow on the inside to Avery Brandaway. She's blocked. Mesher skies in and gets it, and she scores. Victoria Mesher with yet another bucket. She's been fantastic tonight, as expected. And Laramie amps up the pressure. All up ahead. On the inside, shot blocked by Avery Brandaway. Blocks LaRue's shot. Goes up over to back to Avery Brandaway. Now, see, like, Laramie lacked some energy at times in the second quarter. And it's easy to do that when you get up 28-3
absolutely.
In the first quarter.
You start losing focus a little bit. You're not getting your normal rhythm because a lot of people are playing because you got a big lead. Those are things that are factors.
Off front, Autumn Turner up over to Miley Shadow. She takes a corner three, buries it right in front of the Laramie bench.
Nice.
And the lead quickly back up to 27. It's taken away. There's Ariel Heitkamp with the layup, and that goes home. So Heitkamp with it, her first basket of the game. The lead quickly back out to 29, and there's a foul by Shadow on the inside. And said about Laramie offense, quote, struggle. What do we put that in parentheses? The second quarter with only 12 points, but has now really picked up here in the third quarter, here in the first 90 seconds.
The hush here in the gym.
And that shot off balance, good by Alyssa Geis. First person with, doesn't have the last name, Shower or Meyer to score. Over to Victoria Mesher, kicks it in the corner to Brandaway. Back in the corner, Mesher. Mesher takes it baseline, kick it out to Heitkamp. She'll take the corner three where Shadow just hit it from a moment ago and misses it, and Middletown Christian's off and running. Shower in the lane, fouled from behind by Victoria Mesher. And looks like maybe that's on the floor. I thought she was shooting.
She was absolutely shooting.
Shower will inbound it. Get to the block. They're trying to go up against Brandaway. They'll kick it out. Shower shot short. Blocked by Brandaway on the carom attempt there by Middletown Christian. Shower going to fire from three, and that's good. Olivia Shower with her third triple. And it's 47-23 now. Here comes Mesher weaving in the lane. Turns around, kicks out to Autumn Turner. Thought about a three. Shot by Heitkamp. Off the mark, no good. Shadow tracks it down in the corner. Shadow getting pressured. Trying to find a teammate. Gets it to Autumn Turner. Back out to Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp back out to Autumn Turner. Back out to Mesher. Mesher back to Heitkamp in the corner. Shadow. Shot fakes. Takes a three from the wing. Too much on that one. Brainaway tracks it down. Brainaway goes to the baseline. Kicks it out to Autumn Turner. And we're in scramble drill. And Carla Siegel will take a 30-second timeout. We'll step aside with them. 47-23. Laramie ahead of Middletown Christian here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. And in district final, our nightcap here from Tecumseh High School in the Southwest District 1. Final here as Mesher goes up and she is fouled. They're going to say on the floor. She hit the deck hard. Comes up pretty well, and looks like Laramie's going to have to take it out under their own basket here. Brandaway gives it to Mesher. Back to Izzy Myers in the lineup. That shot short. Brandaway, the rebound, scores. Avery Brandaway with another bucket. She's up to 15 points. And Middletown Christian just letting it fly. That's the motto for these Eagles. That's probably why an eagle is their mascot. They just let it fly from the outside. We got a foul on the missed shot by Middletown Christian. The rebound is going to go the way of Fort Laramie. 49-23 our score. It was 28-3 at the end of the first quarter. Middletown Christian's hit 6 3-pointers. To at least keep this respectable. I mean, I pretty much knew that Fort Laramie was going to win this ball game. Turner takes the deep two, and she buries the shot.
She had a nice game.
She had a very nice game. Just hit some deep shots here for Fort Laramie. She buries it, and they're up 51-23 here is Fort Laramie. Moeller passes it over to Shower. Shower drives baseline, and it's tipped out of bounds by Autumn Turner. Comes Kendall Tennery and Errol Heitkamp back in the lineup for Fort Laramie. Tom Christian trying to get it in. Get it into the corner. Kick it back up over to Olivia Schauer. Take it on the inside, and there's a foul that's going to go against Avery Brandaway. And substitution in the lineup, Cooper LaRue.
Kind of an NBA check-in. They just go to the corner of the table and tap it.
I tell you what, I've done a lot of games this year on some press rows, and I have seen kids struggle anymore just to check in. They don't know they got to check in. That's something you should learn at the junior high level.
It used to be number for number. Now it doesn't matter.
Shot no good there by Middletown Christian. Rebound goes down to Corinne Holscher. Here comes Heitkamp up ahead. Heitkamp kicks it to Izzy Meyer. Meyer back to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will kick it to Tennery on the right wing. Give it over to Brandaway. On the inside, trying to get it to Tennery, and it's going to stay with Fort Laramie. And I'll take it out in the basket. Yeah, ball tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Fort Laramie here.
That's a lost start. Boy, when you're bringing the ball in, you're going to throw it back. You got to move the ball. You got to move your hand. You can't stand and hold it and then try to throw it where you're looking.
A substitution in. Jenny LaRue in the lineup for Middletown Christian. Middle Brandaway trying to get through the defense. Back to Meyer. Catch and shoot. High arcing three off the mark. Rebound goes down to Cooper LaRue. Here comes LaRue in the forecourt. Stops. Fires the lefty. No good. And here come the Redskins. Comes Heitkamp to the left side. Izzy Meyer back to Heitkamp. I'm trying to get something to Tennery, maybe. Heitkamp with it. Back over to Meyer. Playing a little pitch and catch here. And Brainaway is all alone under there, under the bucket. I'm trying to get her the ball. She's been calling for it. They get it to her. She flashes to the right block. Kisses it off the glass. Signature Avery Brandaway shot. She uses that glass so well. You talking about lost starts. That's a lost start right there.
John Wooden would be proud of her.
30-point lead now for the Fort Laramie Redskins. 8-point advantage for the Redskins in this quarter. Izzy Meyer tips it out front. Schauer tracks it down. Schauer up ahead will kick it to Geis. Geis will take the high arcing shot. It's no good. And it's going to be Laramie basketball, rightfully so, as Victoria Mesher will sub in. Taylor Schmidtmeyer will come back in for Fort Laramie as well. Here comes Mesher bringing the ball up the floor. Like I said, a 6'1 point guard.
She handles the ball very well.
I came out front. Out Mesher on the elbow, kicks it to Heitkamp in the corner to Tennery. Mesher flashing in the lane, goes up through the contact, count it, and one.
Wow, I'm strong.
Those days in the weight room, that's what you do for plays like that.
She's got 17 now, and Brandaway has 17.
A substitution in, Gabrielle Hiley making her first appearance of the ball game for Middletown Christian.
It's a 5'11 freshman.
Mesher's free throw up and in. 56-23, Laramie on the precipice of that running clock. Out front. Here's Moeller, guarded by Schmidtmeyer in the lane, and Moeller going to go to the line for a pair. I bet you didn't know that the Village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana and Michigan in the Midwestern United States. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools for free. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main Street in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. 1:20 to go here in the third after Middletown Christian splits the pair from the line. 56-24 Fort Laramie ahead. Here, Mesher going to take it on the inside. Her shot's up and in. She's got a 20-piece now, and it's not even the end of the third quarter. 58-24 as Liza Puppelman is in the lineup for Fort Laramie as well. Middletown Christian going to get a timeout here in the corner. We'll take it with them. 55 seconds to go in the corner. 58-24. Fort Laramie ahead of Middletown Christian here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
We're back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, as we have a foul out front on Fort Laramie. I believe it's going to send Middletown Christian to the line. It's on Mesher. 58-24 lead.
Silly foul.
As that'll send the Eagles to the line. I'll send Whitney Shower. Olivia Shower to the line. I keep getting these showers mixed up.
I think this is Whitney.
It is. Or number 11. Number 3. Yep. Yeah. And 54% from the line connects on that first one. Talk about how many threes they shoot. They're all in the 20% for their three-point average. As Shower will connect for both of them in the line. She's got 8 points. And here come the Redskins. Liza Puppelman out to the right wing. Mesher flashing to the elbow. So we're back over to Liza Puppelman. In the corner, Miley Shadow. Shadow back to Schmidtmeyer. Turnaround shot. Well short. Mesher keeps it alive. We'll kick it out to Shadow. Army will reset the offense here, and it's taken away. Here comes Middletown Christian in transition, and it's hit out of bounds, and it'll be Middletown Christian basketball. Comes Avery Brandaway back in the lineup for Fort Laramie. Try to get it in to Hiley, and it's taken away by Ariel Heitkamp. Here comes Brandaway up quickly to Liza Puppelman. Puppelman looking to drive on the inside. Kicks it to Brandaway over to Heitkamp. Redskins looking for one shot here. I can't back to Shadow. Give it to Brainaway. She'll fire a three. Got it. That puts the cherry on top here for the end of the third quarter.
And a running clock.
And shot no good there by Shower at the horn. It's 61-26 our score. The Fort Laramie Redskins ahead of Middletown Christian. We'll step aside and come back with the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, the running clock is ensuing here at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and Avery Brandaway put the bucket off, a nice assist from Miley Shadow, and Avery Brandaway's got 22 points. Not surprising there.
22 for her, 20 for measure. Her two stars have shined this evening, or this afternoon, I guess.
Well, Army will clinch a spot in the regionals, and speak of measure, she hits that one out of bounds as Autumn Turner will return. I bet you didn't know that the Village, or excuse me, sorry, A&M Palette on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, nearly four decades, A&M Palette serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Palette is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Palette has entry-level positions on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook and call 937-295-3093. That's 937-295-3093. A&M Palette. A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. We had a 3-second count
our
there.
Second,
that's the second time we've seen that today, but from two different crews.
Two different crews. I like that, though.
I think you said it is a lost art. That
it is. You can stay in the lane
away.
Forever. We used to pitch a tent in there and have a campfire.
Alarmy will move on to the district, or sorry, to the regional tournament. I'm getting confused by this format, too.
This, don't.
What, seven divisions now, and Brandaway misses the shot, goes back to Brandaway over to Turner. Turner will let it fly from three. Her shot's off the mark. Rebound down to Middletown Christian, but keep thinking this is your sectional final or district semi with your third game.
Yeah, but I think they should still be playing their last game at Sydney before they go to Troy to play in the district.
And our Mesher and Shadow will go out. I think Brandaway may be coming out next for Turner. Schmidtmeyer's coming in. Tennery. Carla Siegel emptying her bench here as her starters, besides Ariel Heitkamp, all out.
Yeah, and she's moving all the girls that haven't been into the game yet down. We're going to get to see everybody here in the second or the fourth quarter.
Of course, a very good JV team like usual under head coach Jessica Berger this year, who got married last night.
I heard that, and she's not here today. I don't understand that. You don't want a honeymoon at Tecumseh High School?
Going to the line is Whitney Schauer for two free throws as she's fouled there. Alarmy will take on Delaware Christian. Just one more piece to this regional semifinal puzzle will be solved here a little bit at Sydney High School. That tip-off set for about 45 minutes from now, Mississinawa versus Rushi, which we said is going to be a very, very good battle between two teams there, the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks, who are champions of the WOAC, have the WOAC Player of the Year in Taylor Woodbury, averaging 18 points a game and 8 assists. And Rushi, of course, a very balanced squad there, coached by Michael Bayshore. That'll be a very good game. And whoever wins that is going to face a physical Legacy Christian team that we saw in the first game that we had here today. last shower makes her free throws. It's 63-29 as that clock continues to roll here. Heitkamp in the middle, gets it out to Schmidtmeyer. She'll fire the three. It's well off the mark. And rebound goes back down to Schmidtmeyer. Gets the pass to Meyer, over to Corinne Holscher. And her shot goes in and out as well. Here comes Schauer in the corner. And they're going to call a foul maybe on Ariel Heitkamp.
It might have been 12 seconds after the foul, but
yeah,
they did call it.
She hit the deck hard, and we got a couple substitutions coming in for Fort Laramie. Liza Puppelman going to come in, along with number 31, Janelle Siegel, making her first appearance. And it took a while for Laramie to get that running clock in the second half. After being ahead 28-3, have to commend Middletown Christian for their fight that they had here, you know, today.
Oh,
at least
it,
to put up a fight in the second quarter.
At 28-3, it would have been real easy to warm up the bus.
Ball in the middle of the Holscher, foul line extended. Her shot's no good. Rebound goes down to Whitney Schauer. Sharp ahead. Here comes Middletown Christian. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound down to Kendall Tennery. And some seniors to replace. I mean, here, of course, this is the benefit of the long season, is you get these extra practices and your girls just get that much better. Of course, with the success that Coach Carla Siegel has had over the course of the history of Fort Laramie basketball.
She's had quite a few extra practices in her career.
Looking for her fifth state title here. If they can win here this year, state titles in 2013, 2015, 2021, and 2024, not to mention the year that they got the ring stole off their finger by COVID.
Well, Jack always says that was a gimme. I said, but Minster was going for a three-peat.
That's true.
And they had some outstanding young ladies on that team. I think that would have been the best state championship ever played if they hadn't had the COVID.
We got some more substitutions rolling in here from Fort Laramie. Marissa Snyder in the lineup. Kylie South in for Fort Laramie as they're letting that clock roll. And Laramie will get their 1,000th win in the history of their program. First program in the state of Ohio to achieve that on the girls' side. So very impressive. Three-pointer is in and out. Shot by Siegel, no good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line for two. I think it's interesting for the PA announcer, I say 1 minute remaining.
That wasn't considered a shoot, not that
no, that's what
difference.
I'm, yeah.
What else was she doing with the ball?
I don't know what else she was doing either. That was another shooting foul that they missed right there. Siegel will go up again, and we'll get the points that she rightfully deserved that she did not get a second ago. She kisses that off the glass, and bucket for Janelle Siegel. As Middletown Christian will come down and score as well. There, that bucket from Cooper LaRue, her first bucket of the game.
That's a good name, Cooper LaRue.
Army working around in the corner. Their eighth straight district title, shot by Puppelman, is no good. Ball up ahead, and it's tipped out of bounds by Middletown Christian, and that'll do it. The eighth straight district title and the 1,000th win in the history of the Fort Laramie girls program is a 65-31 victory over the Middletown Christian Eagles. We'll step aside and come back with our post-game report. You're next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged.
And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We're back here on scoresbroadcast.com as the Fort Laramie girls clinch their eighth straight district title here today at Tecumseh High School to earn a spot in the regional semifinals at Butler High School against Delaware Christian. Let's take a look at some of our final numbers here, Chuck.
Well, rebounding was all Laramie. 37-17 rebounding advantage, 20-2 on the offensive boards, 19 turnovers for Middletown Christian. They only turned it four times in the second half, but Laramie took the full court pressure off. Laramie turned it five times, 5 for 11 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Middletown Christian only went eight times, but they made seven of them. Nice job. Individual scoring, they were led by Whitney Schauer with 11, and then Olivia Schauer with 9, 7 for Carson Meyer, and 2 for Alyssa Geis. I'm going to go with the Showers twins, Whitney and Olivia, as my players of the game on that side. Over here, 22 points for Avery Brandewee. She was at her usual terrific self. And Mesher chipped in with 20. That's 42 points for the young ladies. They won the game by 11. And then you drop down. We got 8 points out of Autumn Turner. I thought she had a terrific game. 5 points for Izzy Meyer. 5 points for Miley Shadow, 4 for Izzy Meyer. And I'm going to go with the two power players, Mesher and Brandewee, are my players of the year, and also players of the game for Fort Laramie.
Well, thank you to Clancy's for sponsoring our star of the game. We'll step aside and come back and wrap things up here from Tecumseh High School here next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Dreaming of owning a home in Ohio with F&M's Ohio Home Buyers Plus Savings Account? That dream is a lot closer than you think. Save money at an incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans, and the F&M Bank Homeowners Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. So we close it out here. Fort Laramie, district champions for the 8th year in a row, Chuck. They'll go on to face Delaware Christian in the regional semifinals on February 26th at 6 p.m. Of course, on the other side, you've seen Legacy Christian Academy. They will face either Rushi or Mississinawa. That game going to start here shortly at 4 o'clock. As you see, the Fort Laramie seniors holding up the district championship trophy before they cut down the Nets here. But a lot of games coming up here that we got on Monday at 5:20. Sydney is going to take on Miamisburg. That we'll have here for you live on Scores Broadcast. I believe that's a 6 p.m. tip, so about a 5:20 airtime. And on Tuesday at 5:20, we'll have the Fort Laramie boys taking on Emmanuel Christian. Again, a 5:20 airtime on that as well. And then two girls D7 regional semis on Wednesday at 5:20 p.m. as well. And then you and I are going to hook back up together on Thursday for some more boys action from Piqua, starting around an airtime at 5:20. So a lot of games coming up and a lot of excitement over the next week and a half or two.
Yeah, I mean, this is my favorite time of the year. And even though the OHSAA has semi-ruined it, it's still good basketball, and it's exciting. And it's one thing is in common, and that is that Fort Laramie's still playing basketball.
Yeah, that is a common, of course. And Carlos Siegel, again, getting another district title. You know, 8 straight of them now as they're cutting down the nets here. And it'll be interesting to see next week. You know, Delaware Christian will probably be another heavy favorite in that game. And then before possibly a regional matchup, I mean, you look at those three teams out there. Legacy Christian's a very physical team that we saw. Struggled to score a little bit, but they like to shoot the three like this Middletown Christian team did. And Mississinawa's got a very good team as well. And then, of course, a Rushi team that has battled with them until Laramie was able to pull away late both times. So Laramie, of course, is going to have their work cut out for them.
Well, absolutely. You know, and I think that they're going to have to change their name to the Lions if they beat the next Christian team as badly as they did this one.
Well, that's going to do it for us here from Tecumseh High School for the final time here. The Fort Laramie Redskins defeat Middletown Christian here 65-29 here. For Chuck McBee, I'm Brandon Coverman saying goodbye here from Tecumseh High School on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. 4 locations. 1 solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Laramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.